Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins right this moment. If you are listening to the program live today from these GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed microphone, every bit of it brought to you today by X Insurance. If you don't have insurance in today's day and age, you're a nut. Let me just leave it at that. We'll talk about that later. If you're listening live, lots of goofy stuff going on as things are breaking right now about this Michigan case. And it's, I got to tell you, we live in an upside down world. Greg, before we go to our guest, you and I were speaking before the break. Lots of very bizarre questions going on. The parents, as of an hour ago, less than an hour ago, are now reportedly on the run with bolos out. Be on the lookouts for their arrest. They've been charged, which was earlier today, one another breaking story earlier, with four counts each of involuntary manslaughter. Obviously, carrying what to the parents would wind up more than likely on conviction and sentences served consecutively, not concurrently, or life sentences.
Yep.
For middle-aged parents. Let's be real. You give me 10, you give me 2 years in prison. To me, that's a life sentence. I don't know how I'd survive it.
It's
not a place I want to be.
It's not a fun place, that's for sure.
Well, now you have breaking now that they're on the run. So you and I were talking about this during the break. These are things that are popping up as we're speaking. There's a lot of interesting things. The parents were involved with texting their kid prior to and after the shooting. We are getting more information about the reason for the parents who were in the school hours before for disciplinary meetings with school officials because of the things they found. And we're finding out what the school found out a week to 2 weeks prior that raise red flags here that makes me question why there was, you know, and we're going to talk about all of this. Did you want to jump in here real quick before we go to Andy? There's a lot happening here.
I think this is a great roundtable for today between the three of us because everything you dumped on me 5 minutes before we got rolling here, I had no idea of. And it's very confusing and it's very interesting all in the same because why are the parents being charged with involuntary manslaughter? Why are they on the run? What's going on here?
We're going to explore all of that today. And I want to let you know that today's discussion, again, on Armed American Radio is going to require honesty on your part, listener. Put aside the gobbledygook. Put aside the lefty calls for gun control. No law would have stopped this. Not one law. And if you can find me the law that would have stopped this, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll run it by some attorneys. And we'll work to enact it. And also, I'll work to actively work to implement them. But there are none, which is why I say that with confidence. So I say that tongue-in-cheek. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, this is a roundtable today. You just heard Greg announce it. I didn't even know it was going to happen, and he's right spot on. Let's do it. Are you up on this today?
Yeah, this is wild. This is a crazy story, and, I mean, it goes into a deeper discussion of what the heck are we teaching our kids and what are our parents doing in a victimized type of world where everybody's a victim and we just need to hate the system because if they're in there and upset with the school because of disciplinary action and something else going on, I mean, it sounds like, again, we don't know a whole lot of information here, but it sounds like that they were encouraging their child to do such a thing. According to the ABC report that I just saw just a little bit ago, was that the attorney for the parents has been in contact with the parents and said that they're in hiding, but they're willing to turn themselves in if they end up being charged with something, trying to play like they're the innocent victims here. So I don't know. This is a weird story, I think.
Well, they're charged. They're charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. They're wanted. And there are some cryptic text. Let's start at the beginning and tell you what we know. All right, listeners, let's start from this. The parents were in the school 2 to 3 hours prior to this kid pulling a firearm at what we now know to be a SIG 9mm purchased by the father on Black Friday just days earlier, 4 days earlier. And they were in for disciplinary hearings. What were the disciplinary hearings about? Well, on the morning of the shooting, according to Fox News report, And I quote, then on the morning of the shooting, Ethan's teacher noticed an alarming note on his desk that contained drawings of a semi-automatic handgun, a bullet, and a person being shot twice with the phrases, and I quote, the thoughts won't stop. Help me. Blood everywhere. My life is useless. And the world is dead. And according to the teacher, that was written throughout the note on the desk. The parents were called in. They were immediately summoned after that note was found to a meeting, which they were told required, they were told that they were now, because of that, being required to get their son into counseling within 48 hours. Now, let me stop there. That begs this question, because apparently a week to 10 days earlier, a teacher had seen him searching for ammunition on his phone and alerted school officials while he was in the classroom. Then you have this subsequent report, which according to the prosecutor, I just read to you. My question is, would that not be grounds for instant expulsion in today's day and age? If I'm the school official, here's what I'm telling the parents. Your son is expelled immediately, and we will not bring him back until we know he's received X amount of counseling and we get notification from counseling and psychology and whatever it is that he's okay to come back to school. But for now, he's out. He's done. He's gone. Would that have stopped it? We're looking at this in hindsight, which is high-definition vision. Greg, let me start with you. Doesn't that question, doesn't this beg that question? Isn't that worth talking about?
I would agree with that. Yeah, absolutely.
Andy.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially if you go down the road of the paranoid left-wing progressives that think that everybody with a firearm is going to be evil and we need to expand background checks and so on and so forth. At any time, I mean, they're the ones pushing red flag laws here, but yet the school system that they say is the most vulnerable here, they had a precaution in place that they didn't even follow this protocol, like you mentioned, doing an immediate expulsion, being extremely concerned, watching the kid actually try and look at ammo online in some way, shape, or form. There were red flags all over the place from what it sounds like, and that they dropped the ball every step of the way, which seems to be vaguely familiar with every other scenario where it could have been avoided with the laws that are already in place as opposed to laws that need to be created, where things just fall through the cracks and the accident happens because, you know, this stuff, unfortunately, is becoming the new norm. And even the things that they try to put in place for as a safety net or a safeguard here don't even work. I mean, so this is there were drop balls all over the place where I think things could have been prevented, but they ended up not doing so for whatever reason.
Yeah, and these things, again, we're looking at this, listeners, with the benefit of hindsight. Okay, that gives us a huge advantage over the school officials. Let's be fair here. Clearly, they were concerned enough that they called meetings with them. They did. Those things should have been done. I don't argue that. They absolutely should have been done. But it gets worse. When the news of the shooting became public, and let me go back to this Fox report. Is this one Fox? I think this one is Fox, too. It is. She noted that the parents resisted the idea of their son leaving school at that time, meaning at the time of the meeting, and departed the building without him. He then returned to the classroom and hours later drew the weapon from his backpack and started firing. Then when news of the shooting became public, Jennifer Crumbly, the dirtbag shooter's mother, texted her son at 1:22 p.m., quote, Ethan, don't do it.
Hmm.
And then afterwards, she texted again, and this is bizarro world because I don't know where it fits in the timeline, LOL, I'm not mad at you. You just need to learn not to get caught. What? What does that mean? And what? And again, it's a little unfair because to speculate, because I don't know where in the timeline that fit in the texts. But nonetheless, we are going to talk about it because it's a talk radio show. And you have four dead, innocent kids. And clearly, this kid's a lunatic. So,
well, it sounds like the whole family's a lunatic. If these text messages are true and accurate, and if that really happened, if they knew he was going to do something, and this turns into a, well, we're going to go talk to the school and see what we can do, you know, try to talk them down and show that our kid's not crazy, but then send a text later, oh, don't do it, you know, kind of thing. They knew what was going to happen. They knew what was already going through his mind, even before they got called in for some disciplinary action. And yet they didn't take the precautionary measures to make sure he didn't have access to a firearm. If the dad purchased the gun just prior to, or they even aiding in it in some way, shape, or form by purchasing a firearm for him in some way, shape, or form. But if they knew about it, that's an entire family full of mental illness right there.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. Look, again, we were talking about purchasing a firearm. I purchased my son a little Cricket and a 10/22. Lots of families. I mean, my son was 6 years old when he was firing his first rifle. But as we go to the break, I'm going to leave you with this. 15 minutes after the wife texted her son at 1:22, that would be at 1:37 p.m., James Crumbly, the father, called 911 to report his gun missing from the house and believed his son might be the shooter, which certainly doesn't square with somebody who you think might be involved in it when he made the call and said, oh, that's a parent saying, oh, my God, and he called 911 to literally rat on his son. Now they're running? We'll examine all of this. Who knows? Upside down world. We'll be back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com studios, 100% free. If you can't find it on your shelves, GunBroker's got it. Speaking of GunBroker, I talked with Patricia Huff today at GunBroker, and we will be doing the best selling on Sunday with Patricia. Can you believe, Greg, that's been a month already?
Wow.
We were a week late.
Yeah.
But from the last one. But nonetheless, it's been several weeks. It's hard to believe. It seems like just yesterday.
Yeah, it does.
Time flies. All of this being presented to you today on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone by X Insurance. Please afford yourself some coverage like you do in every other aspect of your life. Make sure to check X Insurance. They're dominating the firearms industry for a reason. If you're going to be at SHOT Show, make sure to come see us. We're going to have a huge booth, and I'll be working very closely with X Insurance, of course, as you can imagine. All right, we're talking with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Let's bring you back in, Andy. How you doing, my brother, from KQAM, Wichita's big talker. It's good to have you today.
It's great to talk to you, Mark. I got to say that this is kind of an interesting conversation. I was expecting a fun conversation with like Alec Baldwin kind of thing, but this takes things to a whole entirely another level here.
Well, here, let's get our Alec Baldwin conversation out of the way. Alec Baldwin's an idiot. Alec Baldwin was interviewed by an idiot by the name of George Stephanopoulos, who is not a journalist. He's a political hack from the Clinton era.
Yep.
And the two of them made idiots out of themselves. And Stephanopoulos allowed him to say he didn't pull the trigger. And now he's got other actors saying, my, got scratching their head. Alec Baldwin should have never given that interview. It's going to come back to haunt him. Yes, he did pull the trigger, because I can tell you right now that the three of us can sit at a table, load a gun, cock it, put it on the table and spin it and stare at it until we're all dust and the gun isn't going to go off.
Yep.
Until somebody pulls the trigger. Alec Baldwin's an idiot. End of discussion for Alec Baldwin. We'll move on.
We're done.
Wait till he's charged with something. Then we have something to talk about with that moron. Further investigation revealed that the Sig Sauer 9mm handgun purchased by James Crumbly was stored unlocked in a drawer in James and Jennifer's bedroom. They had only had the gun for 4 days. We now know the father called 911 at 1:37 p.m., 15 minutes after his wife texted her son at 1:22, don't do it, Ethan. And if you look further, I can tell you right now, and I went right to anti-gun sites because they always have this information. The Giffords Law Center tells you, okay? Because you know all they want is gun control laws. So if you want to find out what laws aren't on the books that they want to be on the books, go there. Michigan does not require firearm owners to lock their weapons, although administrative regulations may apply in certain locations. So that begs the question, how do you charge the parents for the actions of their kid? Is this an overzealous prosecution? And why did the parents run? Well, let's get into all of this. Greg, let me start with you first on this, the text messages. What do you read into that?
Without having them right in front of me and having a timeline right there, it's tough to say, but I almost feel like that hearing them described by you, it makes me think that they might have thought something was awry. That's why she texted to don't do it with that text. And then the father calling the police 15 minutes later after the shooting, reporting the gun stolen as if they had both had an opportunity to hash out what they thought might be happening. And I don't know if the news and that part of the country had hit already that, hey, there's been a school shooting, and they realized that it could possibly be their son. But he did say that on the 911 call, is what you're reporting.
Correct.
So you know, maybe they had a, I don't know. I don't want to say that maybe they had an inkling that he had told them in some former fashion that he was going to use the gun in a nefarious manner at the school. But I also don't know, you know, some families are just really weird and really odd, and maybe they do talk about that kind of a thing, but they're trying to discourage it. But then discouraging it doesn't mean going out 4 days earlier and buying the guy a pistol if that's what happened.
Andy, let me throw something at you here, because I have dealt with evil. I told a story of having my own brush with evil. I was hanging out with a stone-cold murderer on my partner's yacht. I was telling the story the other day. Had no idea. Bad people do bad things. And this question, could the parents have been involved in it? Well, nobody wants to think that. Nobody wants to think that. But could they? Yeah, they could. How do I know that? Jeffrey Dahmer ate people. Okay? There are bad people that do the most horrific things on this earth. We don't want to think that way. And I'm not saying that the parents are in on it at all.
But boy, I got to tell you, bro, why are you running?
Yeah, I have to agree. And I think that this is the epitome of exactly what happens when you create a victimization society to where it's never your fault. You're always a victim, which goes into not only the Alec Baldwin thing, but this as well, where you're the victim. You're never responsible for your actions. I think the parents had a strong inkling of knew what was going on. I think that they were very well aware of what they wanted to do. And I personally, again, this is all speculation, so we can't say anything concrete, but I personally believe that I think the parents knew about it and supported the action because they were probably upset with the school in some way, shape, or form as well. They think that their child is the nice little beautiful butterfly that can never be, you know, never do anything wrong. And if they're that upset, then they're justified in it in some way, shape, or form. These are probably the ones that allowed their child to decide what type of gender that they chose to be, sort of thing. I mean, again, no speculation here. It's all speculation. It's no concrete. But that's the mentality that at least I'm getting from this scenario, because I've never heard of anything like this before. And for them to say, no, don't do it, just kidding, ha-ha, don't do something like this, that takes it to another level of either negligence and not knowing what's going on with your kid, or actually being actively participating with it because they actually know what was about to happen. And then when it got real and it actually did happen, they realized how much crap that they were actually in, and that's why they fled and disappeared, and they don't want to be found because they're really scared. I think they were actually actively part of something like this.
I don't know. I don't know. It is pure speculation on our part. It is going to come out. I want to point out now that I do have some clarification that just popped up on my screen right now. In the week before the shooting, on the 21st of November, the prosecutor is now saying that the teacher that saw he was looking for ammunition on his cell phone during the class reported that to administrators. The mother was contacted by phone and email right away, but she never got back to the school. Instead, this was the text message that followed with her son. Laugh out loud. I'm not mad at you. You have to learn not to get caught. That wasn't on the day of the shooting. That was the day he was caught looking for the ammunition.
Oh.
Laugh out loud, I'm not mad at you. You have to learn not to get caught. Not, hey, dumbass, don't look for ammo in a classroom. I scratch my head. I'm a parent of a 17-year-old son. And to try to wrap my head around this is difficult. But I have seen so much of this over my career. I, you know, over all of these years of talking about this and teaching about this and studying this and writing books about it and having discussions about evil on the radio every day for 13 years, 6 days a week, you realize, you come to the realization that you can't put anything past anybody. It's just that simple. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue to dig into it. We've got a couple other things to talk about, too, but this is compelling stuff because you now have a family on the run. You know, compare this to the Brian Laundrie deal where the parents didn't run, but they certainly weren't cooperative. I don't know. It's a crazy upside-down Joe Biden type of world we live in, so let's go, Brandon. And I'm sick and tired of paying so much for gasoline. So, yeah, really, let's go, Brandon. We'll be right back.
Let's go, Brandon.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. What a bizarre conversation today on Armed American Radio. Honestly, this is the this show embodies, it's the epitome of research triage. I was a guest on the cable radio network with Jeremy Dayton moments before this live program today, when the news of the bolo for the parents broke and so forth, the host out there, Jeremy, great guy, was unaware of all of it. It was breaking so fast. And here we bring it to the program today. Let me say this as we continue the discussion here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holsters mic, all of it presented by X Insurance. I do not believe the parents said, go kill your classmates. I don't think that happened. I think what may come out later down the road is that they exhibited behavior with their son that made their son, who was clearly mentally ill — you have to be to do this, you have to be. There is probably a combination of psychopathy here and a sociopath. There are differences between the two. A psychopath exhibits virtually little or no conscience. Clearly that's here when you have a kid. Guys, I'm talking with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM, and my producer, Greg. Guys, when you have a guy who can murder four of his classmates, shoot three or four others, and then stand outside a locked door and scream to them or say to them in a very calm voice, "Sheriff's office, it's safe to come out," you are clearly exhibiting little or no conscience.
Yep.
Sociopaths, on the other hand, tend to have a conscience, but a little bit weak. They don't feel and empathize. But a psychopath will just go through life. Ted Bundy's a prime example of that, diagnosed, and follow the needs of society. They do what they need to do to get along. No one knows until they exhibit that, until they do what Bundy did. They're very cunning, manipulative people that show no emotion whatsoever. Andy, this was all exhibited behavior by this kid, from what I can tell so far, if what we're reading is true. And then again, you know, you mentioned ABC. How many times has ABC BS'd you? You know, so you got to take this stuff with a grain of salt. But, you know, we do know the parents are on the run. That much we do know. We do know they had a gun. And Greg was asking during the break. Greg, I'll ask you to mention it again. You know, I don't know how you find the parents culpable here. Is it, you know, when you have a child, you know, it's really hard to see some of these things in your own kid. It's kind of like this. Andy, I remember when we were looking for houses here in Georgia, and we walked in one particular house that just reeked of dog. And I can promise you the people that lived there didn't even notice it because they lived in that environment, right? They didn't see it. They didn't smell it. It was completely unknown to them. But to others, like, man, I'm not going into Armed American Radio Ranch. That place reeks. But to the people who live there, they, you know, they don't sense that problem with their child. And I also loved when my son exhibited, you know, the desire to go out and shoot with his dad. That's fun behavior with your kids, and you know, to do. That's fun activity. So there's a lot of dynamics in play here, a ton. I don't know. I don't know how they nail him. Greg, go ahead, because you mentioned it during the break. I don't know how they find him culpable when there was no law to lock it. And who knows? Overzealous prosecutor, maybe?
I believe so. I think this is an instance where they are trying to expand laws to include people that are purchasing firearms, even though a firearm may be stolen and used in the commission of a crime. And I can't see in a world that's not upside down like we're currently in, a prosecutor even looking at the parents and saying, you're also guilty of these four. These four deaths are on your hands. This blood is on your hands because you purchased a legal firearm and did not do anything extra to contain that firearm and the ammunition. There's no laws that require them in that state, as far as I know, and as we've talked about, that would require it to be safed and to have the ammo separate from the firearm itself. And there's, you know, as far as I know, and this is rampant in Texas, you can go in some people's homes and there's firearms everywhere, because guess what? You may not never know when you're going to need a firearm and which room you're going to be in. So I don't know how you lay the blame at the feet of these parents for anything other than not witnessing their child's mental illness.
Well, then, great points. Andy, let's throw this to you. Then why are you running? If everything that Greg just said is true, why are you running? Why aren't you standing up and saying, hey, I didn't do anything? Okay?
Yeah.
Face this charge and go for it.
I go towards, I mean, even though you're right, I mean, how do they know if they have the right to have the gun, if they have the right to not lock up the gun, sort of thing? At the same time, he's a minor, and the legal guardians are responsible for the minor and what they do. And while the kid's going to get the brunt of, obviously, the punishment here, the parents, who obviously had some form of warning leading up to this, with a teacher notifying them, with the school notifying them about this, with the parents just blowing it off of the text message and a confirmed text message about, ha, just don't get caught next time, but you can still look up ammo, and we know you're distraught. Then you get called in because they say that he's mentally going insane and imagining blood everywhere and imagining this stuff happening. So, I mean, just as a parent who should even be half involved in their child's world at that time, being able to see all of the signs here, and then just being the responsible parents of a little guardianship to a kid, I would say that they're just as responsible to this as anybody else.
I got a question, though. With all of those factors worked in, are you asking parents to kind of be psychologists as well?
I wouldn't say be psychologists, but at least put the signs together. I mean, I would say at least put the signs together of, hey, first off, you're looking up firearms. You're obviously distraught. You're going through as a teenager, you're obviously going through the time that we already know is going to be the hardest time with hormonal issues and changing and, you know, trying to work through a lot of stuff. And then at the same time being called in and saying, look, you know, not only were we concerned about them looking up ammo, but here are pictures. Here are the things that he's writing saying, please get this out of my head. It's torturing me. I'm seeing this blood everywhere. Like, that's a major sign. And the last thing you do as a parent then is say, oh, sure, I'm going to purchase a firearm to give to my kid because he's interested in firearms, whether it's in a positive light of, oh, I really want to learn how to shoot, or a negative sign of, you know, you're going through some stuff right now. The last thing you do is you allow them to look up ammo and you purchase a firearm to have in the home when he's going through such a thing. So I don't know. I think that there's a massive negligence in the parenting here. I think that they are responsible just as much as the child. And I think that this falls deeply into this state of my child can never do any wrong because they're the precious little snowflake in the bubble. And we're going to be the helicopter parent where the society's wrong and the school's wrong, not my child, because my child would never do anything like this. And then when they do, then they realize, oh, shoot, we really messed up. We need to hide because we're shameful.
And keep in mind, we are reviewing this now with the benefit of some hindsight here. Okay.
Exactly.
We are Monday morning. We are looking at this. I openly tell you, we are Monday morning quarterbacking here. We are looking in the rearview mirror based on what we currently know. That's why we're having this conversation. Again, that's why I said you have to look at this with honesty. Well, let me give you an example. I live in an area where kids will go to school in camo because they're going hunting with their parents or something after school. Is that a red flag?
Can kids just like camo?
Right.
I mean, a kid just like camo and wear it?
Where do you draw the line?
I'm not pretending
to have the answer, guys. I don't. I mean,
no, you're right. And that is a tricky thing. And that used to be back in the day. It used to be the norm, especially, I mean, me out here in Kansas and Ohio where I grew up and the rural parts of Colorado. I mean, yeah, that's a normal thing is, you know, the high school kids show up with the gun rack in the back and the shotgun in the back. And they showed up in their camo because they went hunting in the morning and then went to school afterwards. That's a normal thing. And that still should, I think, be a normal thing in many scenarios and in many parts of the country.
And it is.
I don't know. I think. And it is in many parts as well. But I think depending on wherever this is, a rural community, a city, wherever this happened, I think there's a line drawn when you know that there's already some weird sign of mental illness going on here, that how much do you actually pay attention to this?
And that's the key. What did they pick up? Again, we're looking at this at the benefit of hindsight. And sometimes that's tough to do or easy to do. Because we can make these, we can have these conversations. But that's what talk radio is all about. We're talking about it openly, honestly. Armed American Radio, we'll be back for the final segment. Don't go away. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting. First-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. Bersa.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show. Please support the partners that make these discussions every day possible on the nation's airwaves. Leadslinger's Whiskey, GunBroker.com Studio, Crossbreed Holsters, promo code AAR21, TigerLight.net, great non-lethal self-defense. My daughter carries it. My wife carries it. Believe me, if I can trust them, you can trust it. That's how good this stuff is. TigerLight.net. MyPillow has been supporting Armed American Radio for the better part of a decade. MyPillow, use the promo code AAR. You can even jump over if you're on the news site and you want to pick up some slippers. I picked up slippers and towels yesterday, slippers for my son. And while I was at it, I just bought some new towels. Why not? Promo code AAN over there. So you can use AAR or AAN. Have at it. Support these people, please. Car Arms, GunBroker.com. Super simple. Defender Coffee, no brainer. Drink coffee, support the Second Amendment. DefenderCoffee.com. Check this out. The promo code AAR. It's not rocket science. You heard Daniel Defense. This segment brought to you by Daniel Defense, the Double D Foundation at Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com and check out all the products over there. You'll salivate, I can promise. And if you want to support, which I hope you do, the Double D Foundation and the youth shooting sports, which is participated in by more kids than all other youth shooting or all other youth sports combined, the shooting sports are, you'd never know it from the mainstream press. The Double D Foundation.org. Let's not forget North American Arms, and let's not forget, of course, Heaven's Harvest. Very important to have some emergency supplies. Have that, just put them under the bed like I do in the totes that they come in. In the buckets that they come in, and it's peace of mind. Heaven's Harvest, free shipping, the promo code AAR. And X Insurance, if you do not have your firearms covered or gaps in your homeowners or your businesses covered, your toys covered, X Insurance will cover everything, including a single event. If you own a gun manufacturing company, you're having a huge event for a day, X Insurance will cover that event because they're a real insurance company. They will also cover you if you're a police officer, if you're a police union, if you're a department, or they will cover you individually as a law enforcement officer, and they will cover you, CCW, as a civilian. Nobody else can do that. None of those gimmicky third-party membership can do that because they're not insurance companies. Xinsurance.com. Boy, fascinating conversation during the break. Again, Greg, I got to tell you, coming at this, as we mentioned, from hindsight, really, really opens up an awful lot of windows into what's going on here. And here's something I want to point out. Social media is going to play a huge role in this in an upcoming trial. Yep. Because I can promise you now, we're not getting anything. Or we don't have all of it. We know virtually none of it.
Right.
We're only being told what the media is parroting to us that the prosecutors are giving them at this point. And I can promise you that social media in today's day and age with a kid that age is going to play a big role. How would I know that? Because they've already said that they're looking at his social media, and they've already talked about one or two posts in particular where the kid showed pictures of his firearm and told others who, whatever, however the social media that he was using worked, I don't know which one it was, said, I'll answer any questions. And he apparently had photographs of the firearm. Your thoughts on that before we go to Andy?
Absolutely. I believe social media is definitely going to be scoured. They're going to try to pick apart that and, you know, go over every little period that is in any little sentence that he has out there or any extra period that he has just to find out what the meaning is. And they're going to play the psychologist on all of this. Absolutely. That will be a big part of it. They'll probably even go through the stuff that he follows, the stuff that he likes, the stuff that he's commented on. There'll be a lot of scouring over the information that is on social media. And a lot of people don't realize that the information that they give out on social media can be very telling about themselves, even if you're just playing little fun games on social media, that you have to be wary of the information that you post there.
You will be, if something like this, you know, they're going to look at everything.
Yep.
Who he was communicating with. I mean, you know, those people are probably thinking, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They probably had no idea. Obviously, they did not. Andy, you're the millennial general here, bro. All right. kick it into high gear for us. And let me say, I think this is an important time to mention that you were in your high school. You experienced a shooting in your school when you were in high school. Did you not tell us about it quickly?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, a little bit different situation here. It wasn't a student that did the shooting. It was a random guy who came up 45 minutes up from Denver into our small little mountain town and just walked in. He had a hoodie on, little backpack. So he kind of blended in. No one knows who he was. And he had a death sentence. He wanted to commit suicide and he wanted to do something and go out with a bang, so to speak. And that's what he ended up doing with our school shooting. So a little bit different situation there. But you're right. I mean, it makes you aware of your surroundings. And a lot of times we do get into a mundane groove to where we're not paying attention to our surroundings. And that potentially could have been avoided as well because, you know, no one knew who this guy was. And he had a hood on and walked past everybody as if he was just a regular old student and walked into the classroom. You know, this kid, unfortunately, as we've talked about, I mean, there were some signs. How serious were they? How much did people actually pay attention to it? I don't know. I mean, obviously, they drop these little nuggets of clues all over the place and see if whether people can figure it out before the event actually happens. A picture of holding a firearm, the dad getting the firearm, looking up ammo, the mom blowing off the ammo, looking up, you know, there saying, and then texting and saying, don't do it. And then the call from the teachers in the school saying, hey, there's something wrong here. This kid's mentally disturbed. There's some weird things going on. It's a wild world, and social media obviously has exacerbated that. The online world that many kids get sucked into is the new age thing, I think, where I think a lot of parents need to pay attention to that. So maybe they weren't prepared for that. You know, with parents working two jobs or both working jobs or working three jobs at a time and part-time gigs all over the place with the economy, thanks, Biden, then I'm sure it makes it more difficult. And maybe the mom did get the email saying, hey, there's some disturbing news here, and either didn't care and deleted it or just didn't see it because she got 1,000 other emails that day and just didn't pay attention to it.
Or went to spam.
Or it went to spam. So, I mean, there's a lot of different factors here. And again, looking at the 2020 hindsight, looking backwards, then you say, oh, my gosh, all these signs were here. Parents, why didn't you do anything? And I still lean towards that they're not necessarily paying attention to their kid's life, which caused a lot of this issue, I'm sure. But, you know, maybe it was just the fact that they just missed it all and didn't think that it was as serious as what it actually was, because you could never think that your kid could actually do something like that. So they never thought it would escalate to this point. Now they feel so much shame that they had to disappear. Who knows? But either way, it's a terrible situation, and hopefully it could be an eye-opener for many parents to say, you know what, I really need to take the time to focus on my kid to make sure that they're okay.
Yeah, the mental health issue is, you know, looming large here. And as a parent, you know, you can see psychologically as a parent, you don't want to see these negative bad things about your child. But it is incumbent upon you as a parent to do just that as a good parent. And I think that this case here, at least what we know about it now, and we will find out much more, you know, embodies that as a parent. You know, look, you can't buy a gun today without a cable lock. Should the parents have had the gun cable lock? Did they, you know, apparently they were actively participating with their son in shooting. And then he goes on to social media. I don't know. We're going to find out more about it. We're running out of time right now, so we can no longer talk about it on this program. But we will on Sunday on the Monster Cast. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM. You're going to be all over the airwaves right now in Wichita talking about this and many other things, I'm sure. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Thank you, Andy, for being here. We appreciate your input into the conversation. Greg down in Dallas, always a pleasure. Great roundtable today. Great discussion. Getting ahead of myself, all the caffeine, right? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this on Sunday on the Monster Cast. We also have a special announcement with Alan Gottlieb coming up on that program. Patricia Huff is going to be here. A.W.R. Hawkins will be here, the roundtable crew. And you never know who might pop in. So make sure to tune in to the Monster Cast until we meet on that show on Sunday. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do that. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the weekend, and I'll see you on the radio on Sunday.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.